This is the sound of a tennis match. Or so it was back in the day. This is the sound of a college tennis match held last week.
Hey, that one was your fault!
Not eternal!
Oh, we got him!
Those leather-lunged lads were at a Big 12 tennis match between Oklahoma and Baylor, where the fans gave the home team, Baylor, a big heckling boost. Also present at that match was the Wall Street Journal's Tom Ferrato, who joins me now. Tom, what's with the heckling?
The heckling is an attempt to drum up a little more interest in college tennis. And, you know, even since the 70s, a lot of schools have dropped programs. There's not as many scholarships as there were. It's not a revenue-producing sport. So they feel like they need to be relevant. So the idea is to just let fans behave more like fans at baseball and football games. So they're trying that out this season.
What are some of the best heckles that you heard there in Waco?
Yelling mixer when people are trying to hit second serves to see if they can get them to miss. grunting. Grunting in unison, you know, on every shot. One kid I thought was quite funny was reading aloud from an instructional tennis book, how to play tennis. So all sorts of things about which grips you should use and your backswing and stuff like that. Some of it was quite funny. But it was also very persistent. And, you know, the players, you could see them being irritated by it. I credit the Oklahoma team. They were on the road and they handled it quite well. It was a tough environment and they won the match 4-3.
There are limits to what people can say, though, right? I mean, if you shouted something really inappropriate, you'd probably be tossed out.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be personal. They don't want people swearing. Sort of the rules you would expect at a basketball, football, or baseball game, things that you could be thrown out for that. But the big difference is that in the past, you would be reprimanded, and your team could even lose a point if you're shouting during a point while the point is going on, trying to distract an opposing player. And now the rule is, that's okay. If the point's going on and you're not being vulgar and crude, you can say whatever you want.
Did you get a sense of how players and coaches feel about allowing, even encouraging, heckling while the matches are going on?
Very mixed feelings. John Roddick, the older brother of Andy Roddick, is Oklahoma's coach, and he has mixed feelings about it. He loves the enthusiasm, wants to see crowds out there. But when some people start yelling out in the middle of a point, he thought, well, maybe we need to have some, you know, have some rules that, you know, limit a couple different things. It's tough. I mean, I think they would get used to it, but tennis is, it's so much different from other sports. And fans were saying this, too. You're right on top of the fans. Some of these people are just, you know, 10, 15 feet away, or they're hanging over a balcony about 10 feet from the players, and they can really hear them.
The quest for relevance also has the Big 12 and other conferences resorting to other measures, shortening matches, providing bouncy castles and other activities for kids, giving away pizza, giving away T-shirts. Is all of this stuff working?
That stuff seems pretty fun to me. The attendance for this match was 1,479, thereabouts. I think attendance is up a little bit for most schools in the Big 12 this year, and a lot of people told me they came out there just for the pizza and the T-shirts, and this is one attempt to try and get more of those.
You mentioned in the article that Oklahoma won despite the heckling by the Baylor Bears. So what happens now at Baylor? Does the coach go out into the student body and say, come on, you guys, get it right. You're going to help us. Help us.
No, I think he was pretty pleased with the help that they got. the NCAA tournament is going to be held in Baylor in May, the team tournament. But that is going to be held under the traditional rules. These rules are just for the Big 12 conference matches. So a lot of Baylor people will be out watching those matches, I'm sure, but they won't be able to heckle and scream during points.
That'd be a hard transition to make, though, wouldn't you think, from being able to shout and heckle to the expectation that you would be quiet?
Yeah, very hard transition, but that's the nature of experimentation. I mean, they're trying it this year, and we'll see how it goes. I won't be surprised if they tweak it a little bit, but I think that they'll have a little bit more of an open policy than other people do. The Intercollegiate Tennis Association is watching it closely and thinking, you know, is this something we ought to push for other conferences too? It's a tricky call. The battle between tradition and making tennis more like other American sports, it's a sort of an endless battle in tennis, and I can see both sides of it.
You can find a link to Tom Parada's Wall Street Journal article, New College Tennis Rule is a Scream, by going to onlyagame.org. Tom, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.